1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Hendry Show. And I'm Phil Hendry. And our website is philhendryshow.com. And I would like to mention that Monday we are on the air in Chicago. We're very happy to be on the air in Chicago. Tape delayed, but that won't last long. Because, frankly, we will insist at some point that we be run live or not at all. That's just the way it's going to be. We're not threatening anybody. We're just telling them that's how it's going to be. We will dominate so much that they'll have to put us on the air live. However, Chicago is, I only mention it because it's a large jewel in your tiara, if you will. Yeah, it's a big town. Number three. Market number three. New York's two, or New York's one. We ain't there. But then a lot of guys ain't there. It's a whole lot of guys that were in there for a cup of coffee and got bounced. So anyway, we'll see how it works. And back from Miami after a extended stay in Miami doing some reporting for her nationally syndicated column, Margaret Gray. Margaret, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing fine. I was in Miami, and it is a beautiful city. And the things that are going on in Miami really give the city a black eye, Phil. I used to live there, you know. I lived in Bal Harbour. I have lived in Coconut Grove. I've stayed at some of the wonderful hotels they have there, the Delano, the Mayfair, the Sheraton at the Bal Harbour. What a city for restaurants. What a city for fun. And I just think that the city is suffering such a black eye.
You think it's this Ilian Gonzalez thing? And
oh, my God, Phil, this is, it really has got to end. I flew in last evening. Frank picked me up. Flew into LAX. American Airlines, had a wonderful time on the flight home. I was feeling very melancholy for Miami, but I had a good flight. Frank picks me up at the airport, brings me home. We sit down, and Para serves us dinner. Okay, Phil, so you just imagine.
So you're there with Frank and the boys?
It was Frank. I was there with Frank. I was there with Dylan and Jason J. Delmonico.
So those are your two sons?
Yes. I'm eating my dinner. Jason says to me, "How was your trip, Mom?" And, Phil, I swung my left hand and I backhanded him right across the face. I literally just slapped him right across his face. And I.
Why? What? You hit the kid?
Yes, I did.
Why?
I didn't know why. And then I thought bad. I excused myself from the table. I felt terrible.
Did you apologize to him?
I simply said to Frank, "I need some things to think about." And
so you hit the kid?
I hit him, yes. Jason J. Delmonico is a wonderful boy, Phil. You know he works very hard. He'll have a future in this town. And
so you hit your son, and the reason is why?
I thought about it. I went upstairs. I poured myself a glass of wine, and I went upstairs, and I opened up our French doors, and I just wanted to breathe a little of the night air. I just wanted to get my bearings. And I thought back on the plane ride back from Miami. And I saw a little boy sitting across from me in one of the seats, okay, in first class.
Right.
And I remember thinking, God, how I hate that child. And he didn't look anything like him.
Who? Jason?
No, God, no. He didn't look anything like the other, him. And you know who we're talking about. I hated this kid. And he looked nothing. He didn't have the dark complexion at all.
He didn't look anything like him. He didn't look anything. Are we talking about Ilian Gonzalez?
Bingo. That's who we're talking about. I hated the child. And he looked nothing like him, the Gonzalez incident. This Gonzalez incident, Phil, has given such a black eye. You've got a bunch of Cubans down there who don't want the boy to go back to a communist country. How bad can communism be, Phil? I was in a communist nation. Have you ever been in one?
I've done some traveling.
I was in a communist nation. I was in communist China. And I will tell you that they had shops filled with pastries, groceries, washing machines, shoes, sporting events, television shows. You have got a Cuban community in Miami that is either too young to even remember to have even been in Cuba, a Cuban community of children who are too young to know what it was like or too old to know that things have changed. You have a Cuban community in Miami that insists on not letting this boy go back to his father, to a country that is probably, perhaps not probably, Phil, perhaps possibly, every bit as good, every bit as prosperous, every bit as wonderful as our own country. And yet,
well, you're talking about a communist, the communist nation of Cuba has, everybody that I've ever talked to.
Yes, everyone you've ever talked to. And how lately have they been there?
I don't know. I mean, they just say that it's the poverty is horrible, that there isn't.
No, it may not be America, Phil, but what makes it so terrible when I have been to a communist nation, I've seen how they live. Swimming pools.
Well, you mean swimming pools in individual homes?
No, I mean that they have wonderful public swimming pools. They have beautiful gymnasiums for the kids to work out in. They have lovely golf courses. They have
in China, they have golf courses.
In communist China, yes.
Private golf courses.
Yes. So these Cubans in Miami want to foist the Gonzalez boy on us. It is endless. It is nonstop. I don't know what's going on down there right now. For all I know, a riot is going to break out because they can't get approval for this boy to stay in the country. I speak for all Americans now, Phil. I really think I speak for all Americans.
Well, let's just be safe. Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for a majority of Americans. We don't want the boy. Send the Gonzalez boy back. We are tired of hearing his name. We are tired of looking at him. He has caused many of us, and I'm a mother of three, he's caused many of us to begin to doubt our own mothering instincts, to hate our own children. Looking at his little face and all these people whining about him, send the boy back.
Well, I will tell you this much. I don't necessarily agree with you, although I will. I don't necessarily disagree with you, okay?
Phil, I'm saying the people of America are telling the people of Cuba, take your boy back. And those Cubans in Miami, Phil.
You realize that we're on in Miami right now?
I understand that, and I love the country. Why don't they wake up and smell whatever is left of the coffee or whatever it is they drink down there? Give the boy an opportunity to go back and enjoy what could very well be an island paradise, a socialist paradise.
Do you really believe that Cuba is a socialist paradise?
Based upon my experience in a communist nation, it is very possible that there is nothing wrong with that country. I have been to communist China. I have seen beautiful two-story homes, wonderful three-car garages.
In communist China, I just have never heard of anything like that.
Because you've never been anywhere, Phil. Like most Americans have never been anywhere. We want the boy to go home.
And well, this is obviously something. People have written about this, Margaret. Obviously, it's going to be part of your column. I understand that. This Elian Gonzalez story is just not going to go away. Now, I don't know what's the latest news on this. We're going to have to, during the break, find out. Is the kid going back? Is INS ruling? The Supreme Court? There were 8,000 people in the streets. Obviously, there's some very, very serious passions going on.
Most Cubans don't even remember what it was like in Cuba. I understand it's wonderful there now. It is
wonderful.
Yes, my understanding is Cuba is fantastic. It is a party around the clock. Wonderful discotheques, marvelous eateries, beautiful Havana in all of its glory. They have a tremendous opportunity. Townhomes, condominiums, restaurants, sporting events. Sports arenas.
In Havana, Cuba.
Yes. Why not send the boy back there?
All right. Are you going to write about this?
I'm going to write about it sometime this week, yes.
All right. Margaret Gray on the line, nationally syndicated columnist. She's back from Havana, or back from Miami, excuse me. She was not in Cuba. She was in Miami, and she says, just get the kid. What is this comment about how she hates kids now? She's seen this kid in the news so much. And she slapped her own son. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray on the line with us here. So you just got back from... Did you have fun in Miami?
So I have fun in Miami.
Margaret?
Yes, I have fun in Miami. And I love that city. But when you see 8,000 of these Cubans jamming the street and parading up and down for the Gonzalez incident...
The Gonzalez incident. You don't even want to call him a boy, do you?
He's no longer a boy to me. He's a thing. You know, he was a cute little boy up to a point. Now he's become this thing that is being tossed back and forth. I think it's very sad. And I think the boy goes home to a country that could very well be a wonderful, wonderful place for him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Los Angeles, hello.
Hello, hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Phil. I'm an attorney, and I had an opportunity to be in Cuba last year on some litigation that we were working on. And while I don't necessarily disagree with your caller's conclusion on where this boy might go, I hate to inform her that she is terribly misinformed about the current living conditions in Cuba. We were treated relatively well.
Well, I don't know where you were.
We were in downtown Havana, Cuba, and it is filled with abject poverty.
Have you been to downtown Los Angeles?
I have been to downtown Los Angeles.
That's no bargain either, dear.
Well, no, you've got a good point there. However, in Los Angeles, there's opportunity to excel and produce.
There's opportunity. I don't know how much you know about the communist system.
Well, I know quite a bit because I had an opportunity. I'm dealing with the government.
I traveled to communist China.
Right, but that's not Cuba.
It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for a billion people to raise themselves above the colonial history that they had.
Right, but we're talking about Cuba.
All right, we are talking about Cuba.
Cuba and don't have the opportunities that we have.
Well,
in
so
this
in other
country.
Words, what is so bad about it?
What is so bad about Cuba?
Yeah.
There is abject poverty.
There's abject poverty in America.
But it is so pervasive in Cuba, you have no opportunity to get yourself.
I can tell you, have you been to Miami, Florida? I can tell you, go up Biscayne Boulevard, and I will guarantee you'll see some of the most abject poverty and some of the worst building conditions you've ever seen in your life. So,
ma'am, I think it's a little irresponsible of you to be opining as to the life in Cuba when you have no personal experience. And it
I have personal experience of life in America, and I have personal experience of life in a communist nation.
Right,
and I can tell you I've seen a great deal of poverty in America, a great deal of poverty on the streets of Miami, for instance, or Los Angeles. And so I don't know that it doesn't compare favorably.
Ma'am, with all due respect, your arguments are non sequiturs. I really don't understand your logic. Perhaps
my logic? I'm saying that there's as much poverty in America as there is in Cuba. And when this boy, this Gonzalez boy, his face is shoved into the television screen so much that I hate my own children, it's time for him to go.
Ma'am, I feel sorry for
I
you.
I'm beginning to hate children.
Bill,
the look
I have
of them,
else.
The smell of them, the feel of them.
All right, sir, thank you very much. I mean...
Just when I smell a kid. You know why? Because the Cubans made me hate kids with their Elian Gonzalez, his trips to Disney World, and their festival down there that just irks me. God! God! Why won't they just take him and put him on a little raft? And said,
you know, you are speaking for, as a mother very cruelly about a little boy.
A young boy would much rather grow up on the clean beaches of a tropical island, climbing palm trees, gathering coconuts. This is a wonderful opportunity for him than sitting down there in Miami and staring at a lot of old Jews. I think...
Okay, now you're getting racist. I mean, what is the point?
I just think it's healthier.
Staring at a lot of old Jews. I mean...
Phil, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and you have a very bad way of putting it. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Is the lady out of her mind? I mean, who is this lady?
Are you out of your mind?
Well, 1 minute. Could I speak, please? Could I speak? You've spoken.
Oh, could you speak
you're
to
gonna
insult
get on the
me?
Phone
to insult
speak
me?
Forever and ever. Can I speak?
Oh, to insult
you,
me?
Ma'am, please.
You're
you
speaking
are
to insult
totally
me?
Ignorant. I don't know how you can pick a pen up and write a column.
I write
you are
a newspaper
totally,
column.
Absolutely ignorant. And that's, by the way, a very technical word because you've never been there. I know people. I have spoken to people. I have seen people come off the plane from Cuba. I'm talking today, not 50 years ago.
Oh, you've seen
ago.
People come off
ma'am,
a plane.
Ma'am,
that is
ma'am,
not
ma'am,
personal experience
boy,
with the country.
Ma'am, the boy won't even qualify for milk next year because he's going to be 7. They do not allow him to have milk.
He doesn't
okay?
need milk. Dairy products, good? Dairy is mucus producing.
Is it good, ma'am? Is it good to be able to have to go home and have somebody check on you to make sure what bags you brought in the house, who you
That's
brought in,
where
what
his
time
father is.
That's
what about the ball games they're
Los
missing?
Angeles.
What about the ball games he's missing with his father? What about the hockey games or whatever they go to?
What about the mother that sent him here? Who knows about the father?
She's
the
in Davy Jones'
ma'am,
locker, darling. She
I
sleeps
really
with the fishes.
I really just want to close this point that you are very, very ignorant and you are very malicious. And
no.
I don't know how you could pick up
malicious.
A pen. I don't know how people could read you,
I don't
frankly.
Know why it is that people have to look
at that
boy's face every day in the
I
newspaper. Every day in the newspaper, we have
Cuba
to look at that boy's face. You didn't say anything about his father. Yes, hello.
As far as Cuba itself,
hello.
This is a whole political thing. Castro shouldn't be given an inch. And Cuba
oh,
is a disgrace.
Oh, why don't you live with the rest of America, okay? No
I
one cares about
America.
Castro.
I was born and raised here, man.
Get out of Florida. Get out of Florida and find out how much people care about this, all right?
This is a big argument you guys are having over an immigration detail. You realize that's what's going on here, don't you? You realize that this man, obviously, you guys, Cubans coming from this communist country, have a serious axe to grind with Castro, and you, Margaret, you're just a typical American. No more.
I am not a
no,
typical
I
American.
With that. I
no.
don't think she's typical.
No,
I'll
you're
be
no.
Honest.
She's anti-immigration.
She's
she doesn't want
I
anybody
think she's
here.
Atypical.
No, I've heard a lot of people talk this way.
Phil, I will tell you.
Although I've never heard anybody say they hate
ever
their children.
Said the things that she said.
Castro
that
has
good,
built a
wonderful,
wonderful society
wonderful,
for
great,
a young boy
a
to grow up in.
That's got beaches. No one that speaks like that.
Castro's built
ignorant.
A wonderful society for a young boy to grow up in. And the fact that he doesn't get milk is not a terrible thing. It's mucus-producing.
Oh, no, it's not terrible. Just he's past his quota. That's all, right?
It is mucus-producing. It gives
you
head colds.
How about you? Did you grow up in Los Angeles? Did your mother say to you, I'm sorry, but the government doesn't allow me to give you any more milk next year?
We don't
that didn't happen to you if you grew up in Los Angeles, right?
We don't. I do not drink mucus-producing products. I don't drink dairy products.
Excuse me, Your Royal Highness, but the fact is...
Oh, so you would shove your lousy cheese into this boy?
Not what that boy needs. United States of America, which is the best and most powerful country in the world,
and what happens
keep
when that boy
should nourish him. Cuba's a disgrace, man.
Darling, let me ask you a question.
1957 cars over there.
Let me ask you a question seriously.
To fix the cars.
Let me ask you a question seriously. What is that child going to do when he turns 15 and he becomes a cabana boy over at the Sheraton Bell Harbor?
You mentioned Los Angeles. I would like to remind you that in Los Angeles, for example, right now there are millions of people that do not have their father or their mother and have break out of the ranks of poverty and
Jack
make
in the
quite
Box.
Well. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Breaking out of the ranks of poverty. They're dishing up fries at Jack in the Box. What's so bad about driving a class
listen,
car?
Listen, we're getting into a whole
no,
angle here.
Yeah, let's I don't want to I don't want to get
totally
off on that, okay?
That's not totally their fault.
I want to know what's wrong with...
Wait, hold on. You were saying about the 1957 cars?
Yes, I want to know what's so bad about driving a classic car.
Oh, what's so classic about it is that it doesn't go. You can't have any. You don't have any gas to put in it. You don't have any parts to fix it. You can't get it going.
The gasoline thing, we're all up against.
It's not a classic vintage painted up. You know, like we would have and.
It's not. Yeah, it's not something that Big Daddy Roth chopped up. Okay.
Totally out of this world.
You're talking about no. No, wait a second. You're talking about
your arguments are totally. I mean, this is extraterrestrial, ma'am.
Darling, you were talking about a classic 57 Chevrolet.
Ma'am. Can I call you Missy?
Well, listen to you. You know, if you were here, I'd
well,
slap
you
your
call
face.
Me darling, I have the right to call you Missy,
I would
ma'am.
Slap your face. You know that?
You've been slapping a lot. You slapped your son's face.
Because of these Cubans, I hate my own son.
Yeah, you know, these Cubans.
Oh,
how about
boy.
1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show.
I just say these black people.
Go down to Kokomo. You know that song?
That was the Beach Boys song.
Yes. Phil, the Caribbean is lovely.
Well, you forget that I lived in Miami for about 4 years, and I went to the Caribbean.
Well, all of the islands, Cuba and Jamaica, Cayman, Grand Cayman.
Great snorkeling.
Oh, my God, it's lovely. And the Bahamas are lovely. Well, the Bahamas are all right. I love Atlantis. I love the beautiful Atlantis Resort. But Barbados, the Leeward Islands, just lovely down there. And my question is...
Let me just jump in here. It's the Phil Hendry Show here.
I'm sorry, dear.
That's okay. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that my comment is that Cuba, palm trees, beaches, classic automobiles, what is not to like about a country like that?
When you say classic automobiles, you realize that these are junkers from the 50s.
They can be refurbished. They can be worked on. A great thing for a young boy to do with his father.
Anyway.
What?
Nothing. Here is Mojave on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Mojave.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, what I'm hearing is that this lady is so upset about Cuba that she's turned into a child abuser. She's whacked her own kid because he says, gee, Mom, how was your trip?
I'm allowed to strike my son.
He gets whacked in the face for that.
Yeah, I'm allowed to strike my own son.
Him. You know, Phil, I'm an attorney now, and I was...
We got more attorneys calling this show. How many lawyers they got in Mojave?
Well, let me tell you,
Good place to practice law, dear.
I'm just passing through Mojave.
I live in Las Vegas.
I'm leaving Las Vegas. We're headed to our home in Santa Barbara.
You're leaving Las Vegas?
When I was going to law school, I was a social worker for L.A. County. There's a state law. This woman has confessed on air, tape recorded, that she's a child abuser.
Hopefully someone will listen to this. And you know what? No wonder you're practicing law in Mojave, because you don't know the law. Thanks for calling, Ace. Here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hold on for a minute. I'm listening to you, and you're an idiot. Hello, Miami. You're on the air.
Phil?
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering, is this lady for real, or is she someone you have?
You know something? I really appreciate is am I for real? Because I have an opinion that doesn't go along with all the Cubans in Miami.
Oh my God! You must be very narrow-minded. You're talking about
no. I'm just.
What's narrow-minded about sending this kid back to Havana? You've been shooting your mouth for hours. Can you just listen for a second?
I want to send the boy back. What's wrong with that? Is that wrong?
You keep talking about the beautiful Caribbean and Cuba. You've never been to Cuba. You're talking about the beautiful communist country of Cuba. You've never been to Cuba. So what the hell are you talking about?
Have you?
Yes, I have, and I've been to China. China has changed now because it's into a more commercial capitalistic society. China was not like that 10 years ago, sweetheart.
Yes, it was. I was there 15 years ago. You must be some neurotic, psychopath, alcoholic.
Look what you did.
You're just another Cuban trying to smuggle a kid into a country.
All right, hold on. What?
You must be nuts.
You're trying to smuggle another one of your Cuban brats into our country,
all
right?
I'm not even a Cuban.
Just let the kid go back to Cuba, all right? So he can meet his father, and they can work on cars together and do whatever they do in Cuba.
It's a good place to have old cars,
by the way. You've got enough auto mechanics down there.
I agree with you with going back to Cuba. I just think you're nuts about talking about communist country and how wonderful they are.
I've seen communist China in 1982, which is more than 10 years ago, and it was a great place.
Yes.
So neither one of you know what you're talking about. How about that?
No. Wait 82 a second, was a Phil. Great place? Where?
In China.
What part of China?
Beijing, Shanghai, Nanjing, you name it.
Yeah, the main cities. Yeah, they do have something.
Oh, well, you've never been to China. What are you talking about?
Well, I am part Chinese and part Hispanic.
No wonder you sound odd.
Well, you sound odd yourself.
Chinese and Hispanic. How does that look?
That's right.
What do you look like?
That's right. My father was an immigrant to Nicaragua. I married a Nicaraguan woman. I've been living here since 1979.
So Chinese...
You talk about communism being so wonderful. Why don't you sound like a Cuban? Excuse me?
No wonder you sound like a Cuban. You're Chinese.
I'm not a Cuban.
Well, you sound like one because you're part Chinese. What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, what do you look like?
What are you doing?
I mean, what is it? Is it like a kung fu sombrero thing?
Oh, come on.
You sound black, and I'm not going to, you know, make fun about your race. Is that something?
Darling, there's nothing you can say to me. You're Cuban and Chinese.
That's about
as low as it gets.
I'm not Cuban.
So you can't make fun of a black man.
All right.
I'm not Cuban.
Okay. You sound depressed now.
Besides, there's nothing wrong with being a Cuban.
Well, I think there is something very wrong about being a Cuban.
You're a racist, lady.
You live in America.
You're a frustrated racist.
frustrated, yes.
You're still trying to get an apology for 200 years of slavery.
I'm talking about
waking up. You should wake up and smell the coffee.
You should wake up and smell someone's underwear.
Yeah.
I think
not yours. Not yours for sure.
No, I think it should be mine.
Yeah.
You ought to be doing my underwear.
No.
Need a job?
All right. This is childish.
Well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. Rancho Cucamonga on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I just want to say to the lady that's on your show that she's really absurd. She has lost her mind, and I hope you don't say anything right now because I'm just going to make my point, and I'm going to hang up the phone
what
because
do you
I
mean
really
I'm
want
crazy
to talk to you because I'm a mother of two children right now, and
I love children,
child.
And to get to hate
and, you
a
know,
child.
You don't love children. You don't love children. You know
I
what
hate
you do.
The, what that boy did.
You're going to burn in hell because
I'm going to burn in hell because
yes,
that
you are,
boy,
because
that Elian Gonzalez
God
boy.
God says that you're supposed to cherish children. You know that. And
am I supposed to cherish that Elian Gonzalez kid?
You are, and I cannot imagine a mother saying something like that about another child, and then your own children, too.
I only
you know
wish
what
that
need?
When that raft went
I,
down,
well,
the boy went down,
I
and
wish.
The mother and
what
the stepfather
I wish
survived.
Is if you get on a raft,
oh, God.
Just like I wish you would get on a raft, just like his mother did, and you run into a storm and find,
what
and
country
find
are
yourself
you from?
As bitch.
What country are you from?
You know what? It does not even matter.
It, matters
it doesn't
to me.
Matter
it matters
because
to the millions
I am
of people
a child
listening
of God. And I love the Lord, and you know what? And you need
oh,
to find the
Lord. Oh, here
we go.
One of these born-again Jesus freaks.
You need to freak. Find the Lord. No,
another
no.
Jesus freak.
Good.
Oh,
you need
it.
To be a Jesus freak.
Black,
you
too.
Really do.
A black
yes,
Jesus
I am.
Freak.
God yes,
almighty.
I am.
Don't
and
we have enough
racist.
Of you people?
You are racist.
You are coming off so racist,
help.
Margaret.
Yes,
you're coming
you
off
are.
Sounding so racist,
you
okay?
Are. And it would be really
you know,
wonderful
I,
if you guys
I'm not. There's not a racist bone in my body. I love all people.
Yes, you do.
What is racist about me?
Oh, I have a black friend.
No, wait a second. I said...
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
I
simply said we've got enough of you born again black types.
We've got enough of the born again.
Oh, every time I turn around, there's two girls that work for my husband, and they're both black. They're
oh,
wonderful girls.
And,
and guess what, Phil? Guess what? They're both black and they're both born again. Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
God! They
oh,
started
yeah.
with a Jesus this and the Lord loves you that.
Yeah,
and it's
that's
like,
right.
I just want to, all
that's
I want is
right.
for that boy
to
go back to Havana.
You need to find the Lord. Because I
love
cannot imagine a mother saying something like that about a child.
What did I say that was so terrible?
Let alone their own children.
What did I say that
you
was so terrible?
You are ridiculous.
What did I say that was so
you
terrible?
You are miserable with your life, and maybe you need to go ahead and commit suicide. Because
how
you are
dare
miserable.
You?
You
how
sound
dare
miserable.
You?
Don't tell me how dare me. How dare you?
No, I said
how
that
dare
I that
you,
the
lady.
Elian Gonzalez child.
How dare
makes...
you? That is child, and it doesn't matter whether it's your own child. You should have empathy for that child.
Well, you're not being very Christian now, are you?
You,
no.
you know what? You know what?
Not being
no,
very
I am
Christian
not.
Now.
No, I am not.
You should go
no,
to confession.
No, I am not.
Are you Catholic?
No, I am not Catholic, so I don't have to go to confession.
Too bad. You
should
have, if you were Catholic,
all I
have
to do
you'd
is
go to
when
confession.
When I hang up this phone, ask God to forgive me, and I'm going to say a prayer for you, too, because you definitely need it.
You're the kind of person that would go out and
you
stab
are so
someone,
sick in the head.
Maybe stab your boyfriend when you find him with somebody else,
oh, no.
and then say, oh, God, please forgive
no,
me for stabbing
you.
Leroy or whatever his
that's
name is.
You
God, are you.
Are.
Margaret,
no,
all of your racist
that's
colors
you
are coming out now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
You know what? And he's the one that would stab somebody, seeing that you could say something about your own damn kids. You don't even want your kids to touch you?
I'll tell you
I'm
this.
I'm afraid that if your son put his hands on you to hug and kiss you, you're going to stab him.
What about that Gonzalez boy?
You're going to stab him. That's what's going to happen. And as far as black people,
oh,
let
go
me tell
your
something.
Boyfriend Latrone or whatever
you better worry about
his name
you, lady, because you know what? You might turn out to be some damn serial
Margaret,
killer.
Margaret, you're acting like a complete asshole
I
talking
said, yes,
about people
is.
Who are, you know, all the black born-again people.
That.
Why are you so racist?
Phil, I am not. You know me.
She
I,
is.
You know what?
Oh,
you, but you're acting ignorant, okay? What's
oh,
it got to do
please.
With Cubans? What's it got to do with black people? And why would you say that you hate all children?
Because that Elian Gonzalez boy's face has been on
there's
TV
nothing,
so often, I've got a migraine
precious.
Headache.
He is precious. Well,
do you know that my cramping...
Your head explode
can I say something?
Ignorant.
Can I please say something?
You don't need to say anything
my
else.
Cramping has been very serious
off.
This month, and my flow has been very heavy. As a result
you
of this...
You probably flow all month.
This...
You slow him up.
This Elian Gonzalez boy has given me heavy cramping, heavy flow. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, girlfriend?
No, I don't.
No.
No, I don't.
Do we have to
I
hear about
children.
Your... Now we have to hear about your menstrual cycle, is that
okay,
it?
Okay,
yes,
really?
You do. Well, we've had to hear about Elian Gonzalez.
So we got to hear... I'd rather hear about him than your menstrual cycle.
She probably well, I... doesn't even have one. That's probably why she's so evil. She's probably going through menopause or something.
I'm an old bat.
Evil.
So you think I'm an
old
bat?
You're evil. You're evil.
You better say a prayer and ask God to forgive you for stabbing
evil.
Your boyfriend.
You're evil.
All right.
You're evil. You're evil. You guys really
God,
need to get
please
her
forgive,
off the
please
air.
Forgive her for stabbing her boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Oh, all right. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. God almighty.
My husband started watching late night HBO and Cinemax, too.
Gee, I'm sorry to hear that. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You owe it to everyone. You should let me do that.
I hung up on you, okay? And when you call back, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show, by the way. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. For you to call back...
Phil, don't preach. When you preach, you're really very ponderous. I think you do a very good radio show. Don't preach to me. Don't tell me what I should or I shouldn't do. I wanted to sing the song.
I understand that at one time you were a singer, okay? Why do I have to have you sing on my show? I know you want to make a point about Elian Gonzalez. You know,
I want to show everyone that I do not hate that boy. There were some very hateful calls that you put on the air. Very hateful people who said that I hate children, and I do not. I want them to know how I feel about Elian. I think he would be better off in Cuba. Listen to this song, Phil, about life in the islands, life in Cuba, and it's got a wonderful rhythm. Do you like Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys?
Yes, I like Brian Wilson and the Beatles. I don't like them that much anymore. I mean, I like them during their heyday.
They've got a wonderful swaying rhythm to their music, though, don't they? La, 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 la. You know the song.
Yes. Play it for her, okay?
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Craig. Go ahead and play it, Craig.
Down in Kokomo. Ooh, I want to take you.
You know, Phil, I used to sing. Frank met me in a lounge. Remember when Frank met me in the lounge in Panorama City?
No, I don't remember. I wasn't there.
Well, anyway. Steps and then we'll take it slow. This is where I want to go. Kokomo. Oh, isn't that lovely? And the way it sways.
How much more of this do I have to play?
I talked to Mr. Hall, and he assured me I could sing the whole song.
Oh, boy.
Have a little graciousness, Phil. Have a little graciousness, all right? I'm making my point about Elian Gonzalez.
I know. I just didn't know that I had to hear you sing, okay?
Don't be bitter and don't be mean. Let me do what I want to...
All right, go ahead, sing.
Okay, where are we? Okay, here we go. Come on over, Frank. Oh, Frank, give me your Kokomo. Come on, Elian Gonzalez. You know, that boy will be very happy when he goes down to Kokomo with his dad in Kokomo. He can fix those lovely classic cars in Cuba. That's where we want to go, Frank, don't we? Kokomo! When you hear this song, think of Elian Gonzalez working on a 57 Chevy with his father on the beach and a grass hut swaying. Listen to the music, guys.
You're a real ass, you know that?
I beg your pardon?
Kill the music. You picture him working on the beach on a car.
Yes, and I say that with all due respect to that boy.
You hate kids.
I said I hated children because I'd seen that. Turn the music back up, Craig.
Turn it down, Craig.
Turn it up, Craig.
Turn it down, Craig! Don't turn the music back up.
Turn it up.
Will you please turn it down?
Keep it up. Tico, oh, I want to take you down to Kokomo. Frank's in Kokomo. And you're slow. I can't hear it. I need to be able to hear it, Craig. Pot it down 3 dB. Down in Kokomo. Oh, God. I worked a lounge in Panorama City. Do you know that Julie London said to me once, yeah.
Julie London, huh?
Yes, she did. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, I want to go down on Frank's Kokomo.
Thank you. All right, so that was really disgusting and a waste of freaking time. And the next time I tell you to turn something down, you'll turn it down for me, won't you? Turn it down now. Turn it freaking... Is that the fat boys? Turn it down. I hate them. So anyway, did we get the paycheck thing figured out or not? Oh, now we got a new paycheck problem. My pal Melissa, insufficient funds. I don't want to say which bank that's drawn on, and I don't want to say who wrote that check. But it starts with P and it ends with R, and that stands for Premier. Insufficient funds? Oh, baby. Things ain't as good as we thought. I always thought things were doing, I thought things were smoking along pretty good here in old Kokomo Premier Radio Networks. She went to cash her check. Get a load of that, Mike. They said there ain't no money in the bank. I think they got a hold on it. I think the money you make here is so monumentally huge. I think it is so big. So, oh, man. That the money that you're making, they can't, they will not cash that check. They put like a 50-day hold on it or something. The money that she makes here is so huge, there's like a 3-year hold on the check until the funds trickle in. From offshore banks, just trickling in, all the oil sales, offshore banking, everything. Speaking of offshore banking, have you been down to Kokomo? It's really gorgeous. I went to Cayman once. You know Cayman Islands? And is this it? I went to Grand Cayman. And I went down there to do some snorkeling. It's a gas of a place to snorkel. Are you into snorkeling at all, Craig? I'm going to tell you something. They got the most awesome snorkeling. Grand Cayman, and you go down, there's a really cool coral reef that surrounds the island. But the offshore banking is what's so picturesque. All the drunk, limey bankers. Look at this. Open Water One scuba diver, Craig Taylor, Bank of America, and his PIN number is What is this? National Association of Underwater Assholes, Craig Taylor, and his instructor was a guy named Linus. And it expires in 1989. Nice going. What is this? You're going to go and, like, charge snorkeling equipment at Lloyd Bridges' place or something? It's a credit card that's only good for snorkels. He can go in and... Okay, go ahead. Set me up, man. Give me the best. And you go down to these very picturesque... Cayman has got the most picturesque British offshore bankers who on the weekends, if they're not asshole enough during the week, on the weekends they paint their faces and go into rugby bars along the beach... on Grand Cayman and act like complete and utter assholes, so much so that you sort of imagine yourself a member of the IRA just rolling a little something on in there and speeding away in an imported car. Oh, is that it? Okay, we got to go now? No, I'm just kidding. Well, not really. But if I go to Cayman again and I hear another limey singing a rugby song while I'm snorkeling, somebody dies. Probably the fish. Phil Henry Show.